Darryl Brown is a local television cameraman simply going about doing his job. He was filming here in the city in the last 24 hours or so, and he can tell you more about what happened next. G'day, Darryl.
G'day, Ollie. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good. You were just filming the Christmas lights for a client.
Yeah, that's correct. I had a photographic contract by the people who supply the lights for the city of Perth. They do a wonderful job, and each year they commission me to go and go around the city and basically take some wonderful footage of the lights in the city of Perth.
And what happened last night, Darryl, when you were collecting this vision for them?
Well, I was approached by a woman at the corner of mine and asked me why I was filming her children, and I said to her that, look, I was filming the Christmas lights. I had no interest in filming her kids, and that I had a contract to do the filming for the lights. But she, you know, she wasn't interested in that. And you know, I've been doing this for about 20 or 30 years, so I know when someone is concerned about that, I just generally stop filming and walk away and take myself away from the area, which is what I began to do. I started walking away from them all, but she was pretty relentless. She wanted to know. She wanted me to hand over the footage. I mean, not, you know, as a freelance cameraman, you do this a long time. You know, I'm used to being harassed. I'm asked, people seem to think that they can ask you everything. They want to know everything about you, who you're filming for. They want to see footage. And if you just engage with everyone, well, then you're just never going to get the job done. So I basically removed myself from the situation. I went to cross the road. She started to ask people to stop me and grab hold of me. So I thought, well, I really need to get out of here now before it gets too difficult. And she said she was calling the police. Next thing you know, she was yelling out to a mob of a crowd ahead of me and to grab that guy. And then all of a sudden, I just got absolutely railroaded, clean hit from the side. I got thrown to the ground, face planted into the bitumen.
Darryl, you're just going about doing your job. But I mean, obviously, apart from having the camera, is it easily identifiable that you are there, you are working, you're filming this on behalf of somebody?
Well, see, that's the thing. I've got a high-vis shirt on that's got media on the background. I'm not skulking around in the background. I'm making myself extremely visible using a gimbal camera. But, you know, I was very surprised how quickly she could, you know, get a vigilante group going. She was basically, while they had me pinned to the ground, I could hear her tell everyone that she saw me photographing children. She said I was a pervert and a predator. And, yeah, and look, I was really quite fearful for a while there. I mean, some guy had me pinned down. I could hardly breathe. I was just trying to get a breath just to say to him that I'm a professional freelance cameraman. But, I mean, I think that most people had made up their mind about who I was and what I was doing. And
But you're there wearing the fluoro, obviously, as well, Darryl, as you're saying. You're letting everybody know you're there for the media. You're trying to tell them who you are.
Yeah.
Can you understand at all where she was coming from, or did she just completely go off the end?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm always wary of not filming kids, and, you know, if someone's got any concerns, I basically, you can try and explain yourself and walk away, but after that, I mean, you know, I mean, this woman just had an agenda. She, you know, look, as some people said a lot of on my Facebook post, had I been a woman, then I don't think anything would have happened at all. But this is the unfortunate thing that, you know, I mean, here's someone who's very visible, myself, but being a man, you know, the unfortunate thing that is that there's 1% of the population of blokes who probably make some really poor choices around this stuff, but the 99% of us who are actually good blokes, we seem to have to cop it, and we're all predators and rapists and pedophiles and everything else. And
they're just ripping into you. You're there on the ground, as you say. Someone's kicking and stomping on you, and then what? The police ultimately arrive, and you've got to tell them your story. I had to go through that process.
Yeah, well, you know, they ripped the camera out of my hand, which is my livelihood. So some guys ran off with my camera. I was actually quite concerned for my safety. So as soon as I got, they dragged me to my feet, I just said to everyone, has the police been called? And they said, yes. And I said, well, let's all just take a breath and wait. And, you know, my job then was just to keep everyone really calm until the police came. And then, you know, of course, I went through the third degree with them.
How have you been left feeling after this incident, Darryl?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm pretty grounded kind of a guy. I was a bit shook up. I had a lot of emails and messages of support today. I think my post on Facebook really resonated with a lot of people. I don't think any of us likes to, you know, think we're a part of a society where things can go so terribly wrong so quickly. But I think we just need to all sort of, you know, just relax a little bit and understand that most blokes and most people are doing the right thing. And I think probably you need to give it an opportunity for someone to try and explain themselves. I mean, I had the paperwork contract in my pocket. I had the emails, but as soon as I went to get my phone out, because I thought I'd better ring my wife because I thought she'd probably be concerned, they told me that if I touched my phone, they were going to throw me to the ground again. In fact, the woman was sort of telling everyone to throw me to the ground and keep me down there. I mean, she'd made up her mind about who I was. And yeah, it was quite a scary incident, that's for sure.
Sounds like it. Daryl, thank you very much for bringing it to our attention this afternoon on the radio. I appreciate that.
No worries, Ollie. Thanks for your time.
Daryl Brown's a television freelance cameraman.